everybody.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
This is Zach.
And Stuart.
And this is the Backroy Super Show.
Yep.
This is a Nerd Fight episode where we do kind of a coverage of the bracket that we ran for you guys.
Yeah, that's on our Facebook page. It's where we put two IPs or characters or whatnot against each other. Now, this isn't a fight between the characters as a physical fight, but more as a kind of popularity contest.
Yeah, it's more of a popularity contest. You guys, obviously, if you've taken part in it, you know, you just click one option or the other on the Facebook poll, and then it registers all that within a given time frame. I think we're down to, like, 3 days between fights now.
Yeah, which is a good time because it gives people enough time to sort of see it and process it and able to make a vote.
Yeah.
And we actually had a question on one of the previous votes, yeah, about the pictures that we use, if that is, like, canon or...
No. Right, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah, whatever picture we use is pretty much the picture that we found on the internet.
Yeah, it's because I also don't want to be... you know, misusing someone's, like, fan art. So I'm being conscious of not going to DeviantArt. I am looking at stuff that whoever owns that IP has kind of put out, or the publisher, if it's a book character, has put out. Something that's meant to be circulated.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's multiple versions, like...
Superman. So Superman has many different versions. You could think of the original Superman from the action comics.
Yeah.
Or you can think of the actual TV show Superman of Clark Kent. So, yeah it's, you know, we'll throw up one piece of, I guess, media on there.
Yeah.
But it's your interpretation of the actual...
Yeah, it's item. Really just a visual cue, mm-hmm. so that you guys can click the picture you like, because presumably you know who it is, but the words are there to let you know who it actually is. With that, we can go through the first round of the pick. There were 16.
This is our third, bracket.
Yes.
Yes. We did two previous ones, so this one's the third one. And,
Okay. Yeah. And, so the first fight was between Tasselhoff Burfoot and Brian Griffin. Now.
Yes.
Tasselhoff was my character that I put forth. He is a Kender from the Dragonlance book series and also, I guess, campaign setting for D&D way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Tasselhoff. I think he's a funny character. He can get kind of annoying. Brian Griffin was your pick.
That's correct. And again, another funny character that can get annoying.
Yeah.
I actually thought that Brian was going to get this one because I wasn't sure how many people had actually read the Dragonlance series.
Yeah, because Dragonlance is pretty old, but... Yeah.
And Family Guy is going, what, on their 19th season or something along those lines?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, but... But yeah, so I also thought that Tasselhoff would not do well, but in this fight, Tasselhoff won 64% to 36%.
Yeah, which actually surprised me. It's a happy surprise. Again, you know, when we pick these characters, we're not rooting for one another. Yeah. I actually voted for Tasselhoff.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the Dragonlance series.
Because, we don't choose really who fights who. We just... I have a an automatic seeder in a bracket, and so I just put all the names in, and it randomly seeds them. So it just happened that these two characters that are fun but annoying at times ended up fighting each other. So, so sometimes we vote for people who are not our... Picks. If it's between those two, I like this one more.
Yeah, because we split the number down the middle, and basically I pick some, and you pick some, and then we generate them. And a lot of times when I see the matches, I'll be like, oh, wow, I didn't expect that character to go against that other character, and
then we end up in that situation.
Yeah.
So, fight two was Bilbo Baggins... versus Thor from Marvel Comics.
I really enjoyed the the picture that you had of Thor. It was
it's from a comic. Yeah, it's from a comic book where he's like Fabio with a winged helm. This is before Thor apparently gained the ability to fly, because originally what he would do is he would swing Mjolnir around so fast that Mjolnir would then pull him wherever he was going.
I mean, I guess in the Marvel movies he does fly.
Yeah, yeah, he does.
Yeah, yeah, I thought that was really cool. I thought Thor was was an awesome character, so I also voted for him against Bilbo Baggins.
Oh, really? Okay, so this is a situation where I voted for Bilbo.
Oh, really?
I prefer the characters more of Bilbo versus Thor.
Yeah, and again, it was another classic picture that you had of him from the books.
No, so it was from the Rankin-Bass animated movie from like 1977.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The fat, round, huge eyes. Yeah. It's kind of gross looking, but I don't know. I like it. It has a special place in my heart.
But yeah, that was a close one.
Yeah, well...
Ish.
Thor, I mean, it was closer than I would have expected, but Thor won 62-38.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So, moving along, fight three, or I guess match three, rather. It's not a fight.
Yeah.
Rainbow Dash versus Shere Khan. Shere Khan was my pick because I had recently watched Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I guess it's live action. The kid's real.
Yeah. I mean, they consider that live action.
Yeah.
I mean, The Lion King's going to be "quote unquote" live action,
yeah,
even though
it's just CG.
I know.
There's no humans in that. but yeah, so Rainbow Dash was your choice.
Yes, because you know I enjoy the first three seasons of My Little Pony.
Oh, you don't like it when what's her name got
when she left?
Yeah,
I wasn't a super big fan. I only caught the occasional episode or two, but I hadn't watched it like I normally watch the previous ones. So,
yeah, because you've got that OG first generation My Little Pony coffee mug.
Yeah, so, which I really enjoy drinking owl coffee.
Yeah,
though they look at me strange at work. Nah, yeah, I'm joking. Well, they don't look at me strange.
That's just because he doesn't drink it at work. but yeah, no. So this one was actually way closer than I imagined. I thought that Rainbow Dash would win.
Yes, so did I. I voted for Rainbow Dash.
Yeah, I voted for Shere Khan.
Oh, okay.
Shere Khan won 55-45. So that's actually really close.
Yeah, it is.
I was not expecting it to be that close. I thought that Rainbow Dash was going to win by a wide margin.
Yeah, I was surprised. Also, it was an interesting, going back to the pictures, because you used the picture from the quote-unquote live action.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the digital.
Yeah, from the Disney one that came out. I think it came out like 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
So fight or match four. I'm going to keep calling them fights. I mean matches. was Cyrax from Mortal Kombat. He's one of he's the yellow cyborg. If you've played, I think he came out in the third one.
I don't know. I really haven't played
any of
these.
I think that's where the robots came out. It may have been the second one, but I'm pretty sure it's the third one.
I know that they're going to be releasing the Mortal Kombat, a new one, soon.
Yeah, 11?
Yeah.
I can't wait to play it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were a big Mortal Kombat fan.
I mean, I'm not a fighting game person just because, like, I just button mash, and Mortal Kombat rewards you for button mashing. I'm sure that there's a technical proficiency that people who play it...
Of course,
...have, but it's easiest for me to just start playing and go, okay, I'm just hitting these buttons. Okay, that's a punch, kick, jump, punch.
I mean, do you ever, like, realize, oh, I'm doing this combo by pressing B and A at the same time?
Yeah, like, a few matches, like, the specials kind of become muscle memory at that point, but I'm not, like, sitting down and memorizing move lists.
Yeah, you're looking at the move list and go, oh, I could utilize that.
Yeah, so Cyrax was fighting or facing off against Dipper Pines, which was your choice.
Yeah, from Gravity Falls, which is a fantastic series.
Never seen it.
Ah, you should. I know it's probably streaming off of Amazon, so you would have to pay for it.
Oh, it's not part of Prime?
It's not part of Prime. I don't think it is, but I might be wrong.
Okay.
But it's a great series, and it's an animated series. It is geared towards younger kids, but it really found a good home base with older people, too.
Really? Because, like, everything that I've... Like, someone pitched it to me at a convention as Twin Peaks for kids.
It is.
I don't know, how do you make Twin Peaks for kids?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think that you would really love it. And the characters are greatly designed, well-written... it's only 3 seasons, so it's not, like, a commitment. Oh. And it has an actual arc. Like, the writers knew that there was going to be an ending.
Okay.
So there's an arc where you have your ups and you have your downs. And it's a really well-written show, and I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, Dipper Pines is one of the main characters in that show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, so Dipper Pines actually won this one 56-44.
Okay, that was close.
Yeah, that was really close. And it's funny, I've noticed, I guess it shouldn't be surprising given the amount of people that are voting on these, that, like, the bigger names are much, much closer, which our next fight, I think, will disprove that statement. But now that I think about it and I'm looking at the bracket, but... yeah, it's just funny to see how close some of them are, and then how drastically... Like, there's no middle ground for the most part. Like, everything's either very close, or just one character stomps the other.
I think that's correct in this bracket, but I know on our previous ones, like, I believe there was only a few ones that were kind of...
Yeah, I mean, I know in the first one... There was a character that won, like, 90-something to, like, single digits.
Yeah.
So,
but in our second one, there were a lot more close...
Yeah, there were.
Yeah, matches.
Yeah. So Dipper Pines, 56-44.
Mm-hmm.
match 5 was...
You'll get it at the very end.
At the very end, I'll get it at some point. The Inkling from Splatoon Games, which... I really like the first Splatoon game, other than the default setting of playing with the big Wii controller.
I think people only played with that for, like, a hot second, and then they realized, oh, I can turn that off? Well, I'd rather play it with a controller.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
when that was out. It was a very fun game, and it was one of the games that, like, if I were, like, 10 or 11, I could see me, like, what happened with GoldenEye was me and my friends just played that for 2 years straight, just memorizing spawn points, because they hadn't randomized spawn points, so if you could kill someone, you could just run around to the map.
Yeah.
But, like, Splatoon, if I were 10 or 11, I could definitely see sinking, like, 30 hours a week playing that game.
Plus, with its great gameplay, I think the aesthetics of the world and the costuming and a lot of, like, the character designs are really cool, too.
Yeah.
Because it has that, I guess, urban/hipster kind of vibe to it, where you can, like, dress up your character with a giant hat and, like, cool outfits and, you know, big sneakers and stuff like that. And each of the items give you a power-up. So you have to balance between, oh, I want to dress up my Squidling or my Inkling, like... this, but I want these particular powers, so...
Right, yeah, and I, when I played, I did the roller brush.
Yeah.
That's kind of the heavy hitter. I tend to skew more towards tank characters and tank-like characters.
Yeah, and, it's a good, I guess, weapon when you're doing turf wars, when you're trying to cover a lot of, ink, basically, on the ground, so...
Yeah, and I don't have a Switch. It may be on Wii U, I doubt it, but I don't have a Switch.
Not the second one. Yeah, the second one is only on the Switch.
Yeah.
That's, what what shakes my foundation of wanting to buy a Switch. Because I love Splatoon. That's why, again, I picked this character.
Yeah. Well, the character I picked, I'm going to lean on you to describe more, because I picked it because I was reading a game magazine, and there was a picture of Raichu.
Yeah.
And so my selection was Raichu, and I was like, I think that's an upgraded version of Pikachu,
it is.
But I'm not sure. It may be a different one. I don't know. I only played Red and Blue.
Really?
And I'm pretty
you don't
sure
know?
Right?
Huh.
Now,
yeah.
I don't think Raichu's not in Red and Blue.
Raichu is in Red and Blue.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Oh, well.
Pikachu in Red and Blue, Pikachu was the base form, and then you could upgrade Raichu, or evolve Raichu, with a Thunderstone.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the Pokemon that wouldn't actually evolve by leveling up. You'd actually have to use a Thunderstone.
Ah.
And in the Pokemon series, the original Kanto region, that was one of the interesting facts that you learned, because Pikachu had to fight a Raichu, Lieutenant Surgis Raichu, who is a Pokemon gym leader. And the way that they found out his weakness was Lieutenant Surge had used a Thunderstone to evolve his Pikachu at a very early age, so he didn't learn all the moves that a Pikachu would normally learn by being just a Pikachu.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So there you go, some Pokemon fact from old school Pokemon.
See, I didn't realize any of that. Well, okay.
Yeah.
So the fight there, or the match there, was Inkling losing 22 to Raichu 78.
Yeah,
which,
and I wonder if that has any factor with the new movie that's coming out, Detective Pikachu.
Maybe.
Because I know that Pikachu has been in the news a lot with his detective hat and his little pipe. He doesn't have a pipe.
Well, and you know, I'm kind of happy with how this was randomly seated, because it put the two Nintendo properties against each other.
Yeah, so it wouldn't end up being another
It wouldn't be like
Smash.
Season 1, or Version 1's Link versus Mario Super Smash Brothers fight. It was just in this first round, and then boom.
Yeah.
Okay.
You notice that we're going with more and more I guess, unique characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super specific. In the next match, I chose Hawkeye, again, because I was flipping through some photos, and I saw a cosplay group of nothing but Hawkeyes, just different iterations of his portrayal from the comics.
That's cool.
And so I chose Hawkeye. I don't have any special affinity for him. In fact, I'm not quite sure I actually like the character, but I chose it because I was looking for an IP, and I go, that guy, the big purple dude.
I choose him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked Sans from Undertale, and if you've listened to this podcast, you've probably heard me spout on about Undertale, how I really enjoyed that series.
Yeah.
I loved playing the games. I recommend it for anybody, really, especially if you haven't been spoiled to, like, the nature of the game. And I know that it has a very feverish community of people. So I thought that Sans would get the pick.
I'm not surprised at what happened, though.
Really?
So Hawkeye won 56-44.
I was kind of surprised.
Well, I feel like the Undertale is, like, there's a very vocal and voracious fan base.
But it's kind of niche.
But it's kind of niche. Not very niche. Many of them are, there aren't as many fans of that one video game as there are of Marvel comics.
So
people may have been approaching it as Marvel versus indie video game.
Yeah. Too. Which is unfortunate that it didn't win, but I can see. And it was close. It was close.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely close. Who knows? Given another couple days, maybe Sans would have pulled ahead, but again, we're only operating on a 3-day cycle.
And really, on that third day, not many votes are coming in.
Yeah.
I think, you know, this 3-day cycle is right in the sweet spot.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. Because some of the pages that I share it to, like Metro Atlanta Geeks, shout out to those guys. They've got a pretty great Facebook group going on. They'll approve posts. And yeah. So sometimes, like around the holidays, like it would take a day to post. So really, like it's some more wiggle room for those moderators because they don't want any hateful, like toxic situations to form up. So I totally get
totally
that.
Understandable,
and that's
totally understandable. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's another reason why I think the 3-day span actually works.
And it's, you know, super awesome that they let us post this on there.
Yeah. But it's a great group. I'm pretty sure they're open to more than people just that are only in the Metro Atlanta area. It's primarily people in the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
But yeah, just take a look at their page and see if you
dig in what they
vibe with what they put out. I really like that group. But, yeah, so anyway, Hawkeye won 56 to Sans 44. Mm. Next match was... Ah, there we go. Got it.
Yeah.
yeah, I called it a match and not a fight. The next match was my choice of Ukulele, which, again, I was reading a game magazine. So I've never played this game. I know it was put together by a bunch of the former developers at Rare who had worked on Banjo-Kazooie. So it's that kind of like 3D
Spyro
platformer.
And...
Yeah. So it's kind of in that vein of video game. I don't think they actually worked on Spyro.
Yeah,
I said that. Rare developers. Because Spyro, I think, is an SCEA game.
Yeah.
But
you saw the face I was making when I said that.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't going to say anything, but you know.
No, you should call me out on my my random.
But yeah, no. So I chose Ukulele, not knowing anything about them.
I did not know anything about this character either. This was kind of like the B, C tier of people because I chose the Mariner from the classic movie Waterworld. Everybody loves Waterworld.
Yeah, I despite Kevin Costner being a monster, I decided to vote for the Mariner.
I enjoyed the movie. I really did. I know that it made no money. It basically sank the entire
it would have made money if he had not like taken a separate yacht out to where they were shooting. Like everyone else was like scuttled there with a ferry. He had a private yacht that took him out.
Dang, and
that was part of the budget. If they didn't contract out an entire yacht for one person, Who knows? It could have been a franchise like Avatar.
Yeah. But I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a good movie. And, you know, the character's an interesting character.
Yeah.
I kind of like that a post-apocalyptic water world sort of...
It's unique.
It is.
It's a unique setting. I've always wanted to run a water world RPG whenever I can get around to...
Oh, that would be cool.
Adapting that world. I'm pretty sure that... Well... That's another conversation.
We can
discuss that at dinner.
But the Mariner beat out
Ukulele. The Mariner won 71 to 29.
It was a stomp.
Yeah, which I mean, you know, I voted for the Mariner.
Yeah, and so. I don't think many people had played the Ukulele game.
Yeah. I think that game kind of tanked, but I don't know a whole lot of the post coverage on it. So. Yeah.
So it was not a surprise to me that the Mariner won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the last match in round one is Elsa versus Poe Dameron. Elsa from the movie Frozen, based mm-hmm. on, is it the Ice Queen or the Ice Witch? It's from Frozen, but it's based on an old, like, European folktale.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, she has ice powers. And then Poe Dameron, obviously,
with his
is...
hot shot skills and his... non-caring attitude.
Yeah.
With his one-liners. Can't forget those one-liners.
Yeah.
And he won. He beat out Elsa, which was kind of a bit of a surprise for me, because with the whole Star Wars...
It was for me as well.
Yeah.
Like, because of all the, like,
sometimes Star Wars gets that is hate. Yeah,
with all the people acting out, I'm surprised that Poe Dameron won over Elsa, because I feel like Elsa has better, not to sound like a skeez, but better market penetration than Poe.
Yeah.
And It was funny. Someone, I think it was on the Dragon Con page that I shared this to, commented on my description, which reading it again, I was just like, yep, nope, she is absolutely right. I always tend to put in a blurb about
little one-liner.
Well, Poe, and I don't really like Poe as a character, even though he's my choice. We were just watching Last Jedi when I had made these picks. I forget exactly what it was, but I was basically saying, you know, will Poe weasel his way out of this fight or whatever? Or will Elsa freeze him? It's something along those lines. But someone from the Dragon Con page said, this sounds like really, really bad explicit fan fiction. And reading what I wrote again, I was just like, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. I did not realize, but thank you for pointing that out. Maybe
write some fanfic.
Yeah, maybe about... I'll put out some fanfic about, you know, Elsa just totally owning Poe.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Poe won, surprisingly.
Or, I mean, not even owning. Maybe they go on, like, a little date together, and she eats a baguette, and he eats, like, a hamburger, and they realize that they're
space
from
hamburger.
Different... Yeah, space hamburger.
Side of blue milk.
And they realize that they're, you know, two different people, but... They still
want
to be friends.
Yeah, I don't see Poe doing that and acting like a regular human being. But, yeah, he won 58-42.
Yeah.
So that sums up round one.
Mm-hmm.
Round two, our first match was between Tasselhoff.
And let me say, from all of my picks, only one got through the first round, which, you know, says something. Says something interesting. And we'll get to what it says later. Two? Who else?
Two. Dipper Pines and the Mariner.
Oh, Dipper. Right. So I got two.
So round two, it's Tasselhoff versus Thor.
Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, Thor won over Tasselhoff. I had,
but it was close.
In my heart, I wanted Tasselhoff to at least make it to the final four because I was like, if he can make it out of round one, I want to see him in the final four.
Yeah.
That would be pretty cool.
I want to see him go all the way.
But alas, Thor beat him 58-42.
Yeah.
Which isn't surprising.
Yeah.
I think I voted for Tasselhoff, but, you know.
Thor just has that name power.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the market penetration.
Yeah,
for it.
And, you know, he's a one-name person, like Cher. Thor.
Yeah, but Cher's a real person.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like...
It's easier to remember.
No, he's just got, like, that powerful name, Thor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't need no last name.
He doesn't.
Does
he have a last name?
Of Odinson, I guess?
Maybe.
I mean, that's more of a description than a name.
But... Yeah. Huh.
Anyway, so match two of round two was Shere Khan versus Dipper Pines.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised about this as well. Everything with Shere Khan, I was very surprised at the results. Shere Khan, well, except for the last, but Shere Khan won 54-46.
Yeah, I mean, with all of the matches that Shere Khan was in, they were all very close. Extremely close.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's kind of interesting to see that he's made his way through.
Yeah, to the final four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Round two is Raichu versus Hawkeye. Unsurprisingly, Raichu won over Hawkeye.
Yeah.
56-44.
Again, another close one.
Yeah, again, these in the round two were much closer. So that wasn't surprising. The Mariner versus Poe Dameron was also not surprising.
Yeah.
Poe won 64-36.
Yeah.
That one's not as close, but it's closer than I thought it would be, given one's a Star Wars character and one is a character played by an egotistical monster.
Yeah, from
a movie from 20 years ago.
God, was that 20 years? Jeez.
Probably more. I think it was mid-90s, so like 25.
Wow, I feel old.
I think that movie could drink if it were a person. So yeah, this brings us to the final four. The final four being Thor, Shere Khan, Raichu, and Poe Dameron.
Yeah.
So Shere Khan, I was not surprised to see knocked out of the final four.
Yeah.
Thor won 81-19.
Yeah, that was a pretty thorough stomping. But
yeah.
Again, you know, Thor just has that name power, and Shere Khan was kind of a weirdo who just happened to get his way into the final four.
Yeah.
But you always root for those weirdos or those underdogs. I know I voted for Shere Khan.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I did too, honestly. I'm pretty sure you, me, and maybe my wife were the only three people who voted
for Shinobi. I'm sure I mean, there's people, more people than that,
but yeah. Raichu versus Poe Dameron. Surprisingly, Star Wars knocked Nintendo out.
Yeah.
This one, Poe Dameron won 54-46.
And I was kind of happy to see that. I voted for Poe.
I think I did too, just because I was like, I don't know what, I mean, I know Raichu's a Pokemon, but like, I don't know what the whole story is.
Aw, man.
So, our final is comprised of Thor versus Poe Dameron. This was a, if you thought that Thor crushed Shere Khan, Poe was equally crushed. Thor won 82-18.
Yeah.
I would expect a final round to
be a little bit more even.
Yeah, be a little bit more even.
Yeah.
Not such a large gap.
It was a landslide, yeah.
Yeah, the
I guess Marvel's beat out Star Wars.
Yeah, I guess Marvel beat out Star Wars. So, yeah, there you have it. I don't know what to make of Thor being the winner of this round, or this bracket.
I will tell you, I think I called it.
You did. When we were discussing it, you were like, and I gave you my choices through text, you were like, are you sure you want Thor on there? And I go, yeah, why? And you go, because Thor's going to win. I don't know why we're having this.
No,
Thor's going to win, but
I didn't say that exactly. I just, when I saw,
I picked it up in your tone. I mean, it was more like, are you sure? You sure you want Thor in there?
Because I saw all the combatees or the characters, and I was like, oh man, Thor's probably going to win this.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's kind of like putting Wolverine in one of these fights.
I did have Wolverine as one of my picks, yeah. But I decided to cross it out because...
And make it sans? Yeah.
So, I will say, all my picks were actually cosplays that I did.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, so if you want to go down that list again, I cosplayed as the Mariner.
Yeah.
And all of these cosplays were at Dragon Con, and I have pictures of them.
Yeah.
So, the Mariner, where, before I went into the actual convention, I hopped in the shower to get that...
Super wet?
Yeah, to get that authentic feel. I dressed up as Elsa. I was a beautiful ice queen.
Did you buy a costume for that, or did you borrow someone's dress?
No, I bought it. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. It was one of those, like, $50 Halloween costume things.
Gotcha.
I believe your wife actually did my makeup, which was...
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Sans, yeah. I dressed up as Undertale. I actually have a couple of pictures from a meetup that I did over at Dragon Con.
Was it an Undertale-specific meetup?
Yes, or just it was. Like
a... Oh, okay.
It was, and it was a lot of fun. Again... Ooh. The fans are really intense.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun. Inkling, I actually built a roller.
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah. And I had a bucket because the bucket was super easy. You could buy it at Home Depot and it was Inkling Bucket.
Didn't you? Oh, I remember that one because you worked up a way to put, you had like fabric in the bucket so that you could like, that was attached to the bucket. So you
That's right.
Throw it out for a picture, and so it looked like there was paint being flung.
Yeah, and it wouldn't, like, go everywhere. You could actually go into the Marriott or the...
Jam it back in, and then just do it again for the next photo op.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Dipper Pines, very easy, because you're basically dressing up like you live in the woods.
In Oregon. Yeah,
in the cold woods. Rainbow Dash, one of my favorites.
That wig is fantastic.
I know. I've worn it on a couple of other occasions. And I remember we were at a con, and I was telling you, the wig hurts. Like, it's kind of like cutting off some of my circulation.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes by me, and they were like, fantastic wig. I was like, I guess I can wear this a couple...
Oh, yeah. You were wanting to put it up in the car.
Yeah.
And you're like, I guess... guess I'll keep it on. It's like,
because somebody gave me a compliment.
Yep. Stroking that ego. Yeah.
But I also went to a meetup, and that was a lot of fun. Your wife
was there.
Yeah,
my wife was there. Yeah.
She was super nice because she was taking pictures.
Twilight Sparkle, I think, was what she was cosplaying. Yeah.
Then I ended up dressing up as Bilbo Baggins, classic. I did the...
You've done that several times in the parade,
in the parade, the DragonCon parade. So I have lots of pictures there. And then Brian Griffin as a, group cosplay. All of us did that.
Yes.
You,
me,
your wife.
I was Peter Griffin. Yeah. My brother was Chris.
Yeah.
One of our friends was, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was Lois, and she had to buy a Stewie, because we don't have any kids or anything, so she bought a Stewie doll. Plus, Stewie's, like, weird looking.
Yeah, he's got that football-shaped head.
Yeah, well, and your Brian costume, I'll edit this out if I have to, but your Brian costume was hilarious. You were telling me when you were assembling the parts, you were just in a PetSmart, like, looking at actual dog collars.
That's
and
right.
I was like, can I help you? And you're like, do you think this would fit?
They thought I was insane. Or I was in some sort of weird fetish club.
Yeah. Yeah. So, sorry for the tangent, but I do like where you came from with your picks. Like, that they were all cosplays. Because I didn't recognize it until you told me. And I was like, oh, I've seen all of these.
Yeah. Yeah, because I have a lot of these pictures. But yeah, I thought it was cool just doing, like, a theme thing. And who knows, there might be a couple more themed picks coming down the pipeline.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I know that we have some other things working in the pipeline, so...
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have these nerd fights going on pretty continuously. They're on our Facebook. It's Back Row Super Show on Facebook. It's four separate words.
Yeah, definitely check them out. We're super glad that everybody votes in them. We also stay very engaging with the votes. I know people have asked us questions
or
made comments, and we're very quick to respond to those.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I get notifications on my phone, and so I'm usually responding within the hour, depending on what I'm doing at work or whatever. But
and we're super happy to have a conversation and just, like, talk about some of our picks and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's very fun to engage with you guys. If y'all want to ask us any questions or recommend picks, even if you want to see how someone would fare, if you guys have any ideas, you can email or you can Facebook those to us, or
you can email us at
backrowsupershow@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's backrowsupershow@gmail.com. I was going to say that's four separate words, but it's not because it's email.
Yeah. The Facebook is four separate words.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And then we're on Apple Podcasts. I think we're going to be switching up platforms in a little bit. So I may need to tweak the RSS feed. So there's a lack of communication. That's probably what it is. Apple tends to hold things in a parking lot until they can switch over. So, but just keep tuned to the Facebook, because I also post episodes on the Facebook feed.
Yeah.
That through there. So whatever platform it is, you'll be able to access it.
You'll be able to hear us.
But yeah, we always have one of these going on. There's one going on right now. We just started it. So take part.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.